It is time once again for another KJO Community Spotlight right here on AM 1270. Kyle Dunlap in studio with you, and I am joined right now by Frank Morin, local author. Well, it's good to have you in here.
It's great to be here.
So the first series that you had brought to my attention before we turned on the mics here was the Petrolist series. Am I saying that correctly?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the Petrolist series.
And this is a young adult series that has really taken off as far as the target demographic that you were going for.
Yeah, it's been doing very well. It's a young adult fantasy. The first two books in the series are out. The first one was released in May. The second one was released just in December, and they've both done quite well.
Very good. They look pretty interesting, and the story seems like it would absolutely appeal to the audience that you were trying to reach, the 15 to 20-year-old audience.
Sure, absolutely.
But not to be a little bit punny, it's not set in stone. You have a fairly wide appeal to these books.
Yeah, it's been very well received. You know, I've been to the high school several times. I've had, you know, some very good response from the local teenage group, but I've also had, you know, kids read it as, you know, young as fifth and sixth grade.
Wow.
I've had adults read it. You know, it's a story with a lot of adventure, a lot of humor. It's very accessible. Big adventure.
You'd wrapped it all up in a nice package. How did you put it? It was
Yeah, the basic idea is in a nation where only the nobility are supposed to have special powers, Connor is just a simple commoner, but his secret curse might hold the key to stopping a war and saving his village from destruction.
I see. Very good. And how many books were you planning on releasing in the series?
The plan is 5.
Okay.
The first two are out. Book number 3 should be out in May, and book number 4 probably this time next year. Very relatable. I mean, the story it's a pretty big story. It's told from 4 major point of view characters, 2 boys and 2 girls. Some of them are very funny characters, but they're all trying to figure out who they are, kind of as a coming of age, like a lot of young adults are. You know, Connor, he has this magic that he's trying to figure out, and as he gets caught up in this conflict, as these armies are gathering around his little village, they start learning about his powers too and realize they want to control it. So they start playing him off against each other. And there's a lot of questions of testing loyalties.
I see.
Loyalty to family versus loyalty to community, loyalty to nation, which one trumps the others. And as different characters make different choices based on those priorities, sometimes they come into conflict with each other, even if maybe they don't want to. Connor's best friend, Hamish, is a really funny character. He has a habit of sucking on rocks that is the key to unlocking a secret power that hasn't been seen in centuries. Their friend, Jean, is the local healer. No special powers, but she's smarter than all the boys combined, trying to figure out how to save the village and save the boys from the trouble they get into. Verena is one of the invaders. She has a mean right hook that Connor learns all about.
That's
and
great.
She has a bag full of tricks that can stop entire armies. So, you know, as they get to know each other, they start realizing, you know, all of these biases and hatreds that they both have for these, you know, enemies across the border don't necessarily add up once they get to meet them. And so there's questions about, you know, what does that mean if you're at war with someone who maybe you respect?
I see.
Or like or care about. So there's quite a bit out there. A lot of different characters with different types of struggles that people can relate to.
Yes.
And it's been well received from a wide audience. So, you know, I think it's making a connection.
So it seems rather layered, that it's not just what you see on the surface with just magic, and there's a lot more to it as people delve into the storyline and into the character. The website was just frankmorin.org. Okay. Is that all one word?
It's all one word.
All right. So that's frankmorin.org. And where can people find the books?
The books are in Oregon Books. They have paperback copies. Barnes & Noble in Medford has some hardcovers of the Petrolist series and Memory Hunter. And then I have them. They can be ordered through my website. If anyone locally wants a physical copy, you know, that I can sign, you know, I sign them and ship them out. And
very good.
They're all available on all the, you know, the ebook retailers, because they're all, you know, they're paperbacks, they're hardcovers, and they're ebooks. And then this next year, I hope to release them as audiobooks as well.
Sure, that would really be something. I've always audiobooks are so nice on a road trip. There's nothing better.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing better to pass the time. Well, thank you so much, Frank, for coming in here and illuminating what you've been doing. You've put in a lot of work, and it seems like an excellent product that you have to offer. And I think a lot of our audience would definitely appreciate a read either into The Petrolist or into Memory Hunter or both.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Sure thing. Well, again, thanks, Frank. And well, that is going to do it for this KJO Community Spotlight. Kyle Dunlap signing off, and we will do this again tomorrow. Gina Shore will be in with the Master Gardeners.